Bibles, we want to turn, please, to God's Word in John's Gospel and the chapter 5. The Gospel of John and the chapter 5, that portion that we read together. And we're going to speak in a moment or two on the resurrection of the dead. The resurrection of the dead. Let's just unite our hearts together and ask for God's help. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, that we have your word. We thank you, Lord, you have told us many truths in thy word. You have told us, O God, how to be saved. How we can get rid of our sins. How, O God, we can reach thee. How, O God, we can come to thee. And through the person and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray you bless the gospel tonight that's preached from this pulpit. That those who's unsaved in this place will turn from their sins. Indeed, O God, that their eyes may be opened to behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Touch hearts tonight, we do pray. We pray for help to preach thy word. Lord, we acknowledge publicly, without Christ we can do nothing. And we pray tonight for help, divine help, to preach the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The text tonight can be found in John chapter 5, verse 28. And verse 29, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. You can see immediately in the text that we're looking at tonight, there is a word that we're all familiar with. It is a word, graves. I'm sure if I threw the question out tonight to the congregation, could anybody tell me what is a grave? I'm sure everyone in this place could answer that question. I believe the very youngest could answer that question. Grave is a place where the dead are laid to rest. Doesn't matter what shape or form it may take. It may be a tomb. It may be a hole in the ground. But a grave is a place where the dead are laid to rest. Do you know the first grave that's mentioned in the Bible is a grave of a mother and of a woman? In Genesis 35 and verse 20, it tells us about Jacob set up a pillar upon her grave. That is a pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. That's the first mention of grave in the Bible. It's a grave of a mother. It's a grave of a wife. And here is Jacob, and his heart is broken, and he's standing at his wife's grave. Grave is a place of death. The grave reminds us of death. In 1 Samuel 2 and verse 6 it says, the Lord killeth and maketh alive, he bringeth down to the grave. Job said in Job 17 and verse 1, the graves are ready for me. And I want to say to everyone tonight in this place, we are all making a journey. And it's a journey to the grave. Except the Lord Jesus Christ comes back for us. Every one of us one day will be placed in a grave. And that is true of all of us. It is true of the young. It is true of the old. It is true of everyone in this place. And it is true of me. We are all heading towards a grave. The grave then is a mark of death. No matter where you go, friends, you'll see a graves. Go into the cities. Go into the towns. Go into the little villages. No matter where we look, we're always confronted by the graveyard. And we're always confronted with death. Even out the back of this church, you'll find the grave. The sign of death is everywhere. Most of us here have stood at the gravesite many times. Many times we have stood at graves. Many times we have stood at the grave of a loved one. Someone we cherished. Someone we loved. But death came and took them away, dear friends, and we had stood at gravesides with broken hearts and with tearful eyes, and we have watched that grave being put down into the ground. We have watched the soil being put upon the grave or the coffin. We have stood at graves. But I want to say this tonight. That's not the end. And I say that to everyone tonight in this place. The grave does not mean that's the end of that person. The grave does not mean that is the end of our body. No, according to the Bible, as we would see, man will rise again out of the place where he was led. That's according to the teaching of the Bible. It is known as the resurrection of the dead. Now the Lord Jesus Christ, we didn't take time to read the whole passage, but he had just healed a man who had been sick for 38 years. You would have thought that everybody around Jerusalem would have been filled with joy, filled with delight of seeing this man been raised up and touched by the power of Christ, but it was not so. They attacked Christ. They persecuted Christ. They sought to take away the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, even though he went about doing good. The Lord Jesus reminds these men, as he comes face to face to them, that you ain't seen nothing yet. If you think that was good, you ain't seen nothing yet of my power. Told them how he would one day sit upon the throne and judge everyone. Told them about the greater works that they would see. And one of these greater works was the resurrection of the dead. The Lord Jesus speaks about it. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and they shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. The Lord Jesus brings before these people the resurrection of the dead. And I want to speak tonight on this theme. This is what we would call Resurrection Day or Easter. We remind ourselves of the resurrection of Christ. But tonight I want to speak about yours. I want to speak about your resurrection. Because every one of us, listen, will have a part in Resurrection Day. And I want to speak first of all the certainty of the resurrection. Not one of us, friends, can fail to see the certainty of the Resurrection Day when we come to this portion. And we come to this verse. And we listen to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. And he talks about them coming out of the graves. There's no doubt about this matter. There's going to be Resurrection Day. No doubt at all. The certainty of the resurrection here is brought before us, and the Savior's word makes it certain. They and shall come forth. That's the words of Christ. No room for doubt. No room, dear friends, for failure. The Lord Jesus is telling us about the day of resurrection. And he says, and shall come forth. And that's enough evidence. That's enough evidence that this day is going to take place. Just simply, just reading those couple of verses of Christ. He said in John 11, verse 25, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He is the resurrection. He knew for certain that he himself would be the first to be resurrected from the dead. In Mark 8 verse 31, he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. That's what Christ said about himself. I'm going to die. I'm going to suffer upon the cross. I'm going to be put into the grave for 3 days, and after this I shall rise again. And that's what he did. And we've spoken that this morning. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. But listen, the certainty of the resurrection is seen in the Saviour's word. It is also seen in the scriptures, because let me say this, 41 times you'll find this word, resurrection, appearing. 41 times. Time and time and time again, we come across it. The Bible speaks about it. In some passages, it gives more details than others. We freely confess this. But over and over and over again, dear friends, the Bible tells us the grave is not the end. There is a day of resurrection to come. The Bible tells us this. Take, for example, Daniel 12 and verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And listen, away in the Old Testament, the prophet Daniel, he was preaching this message. And he was telling this people about this day of resurrection. It is certainly not because of the scriptures and the Savior, but because of the saints of God. You know, in John 11 verse 24, Martha, who was a humble believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, remember Lazarus had died, and she came out to meet Christ, and she said of Lazarus, I know that he shall rise again, listen, in the resurrection of the last day. And that was a wonderful confession of faith. This woman was confessing what I'm bringing to you in the first point, the certainty of the resurrection, as she stood before Christ. And listen, her heart was broken. She had lost her brother that she loved. And she says to Christ, she says, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection. No room for any doubt in the faith of this woman. She believed in the resurrection of the dead. The Apostle Paul preached on this theme as well in the book of Acts, where he preached the word of God in chapter 24 and verse 14. He said, but this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. He was saying, I'm not a heretic. No, I believe the same things as the prophets. I believe the same things as my fathers. But what did they believe? What did they believe? What did the Old Testament saints believe? What did the Old Testament prophets believe? Well, he went on to say, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and of the unjust. Hey, there's the Apostle Paul, and he's preaching the word of God, and he's going right back to the prophets, right back to the old saints of God, and he says that there shall be what? A resurrection of the dead, both of the just and of the unjust. Did Job not say, that I know that my Redeemer liveth, that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. I just want to show you something. The certainty of the resurrection day. Here we have the Savior's witness, the Scripture's witness, and the witness from the saints of God. And they all agree, friends, on this one truth. There's going to be a resurrection of the dead. That the grave is not the end. Now I know some people mock at this truth. It says in Acts 17, verse 32, and when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. They all laughed. Apostle Paul preached his heart out. He warned them and he told them about resurrection day. And when they heard about this, they all mocked and all laughed. Maybe you're mocking. Maybe someone in the meeting says, well, I don't really believe in this. Friend, it is true. Some do not believe it. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12. He says, how say among, some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? In 2 Timothy 2, verse 18, there were those who said the resurrection is past already. And so we realize there's people who have preached a different message. There's people who have laughed at this idea of resurrection day. There's people who deny it. There's people who have said it is past already. But your Lord Jesus Christ says there's going to be a resurrection day. And I want everyone to see that tonight. There is a day of resurrection to come. When the dead shall rise out of their graves. It is true. It was Thomas Watson, that great man of God, said, we are more sure to arise out of our graves than out of our beds. And that's a wonderful statement, and it's true when you think about it. We're not sure we'll rise out of our bed tomorrow morning. But I'll tell you this, friends, we are sure we shall rise out of the grave. The certainty of the resurrection. The Lord Jesus talks and tells us here, the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and he says, shall come forth. Death is not the end. And I want everyone to see that tonight. It is not the end. We can put our loved one into the grave. We can weep around that coffin. Our hearts, dear friend, may be broken. But it is not the end. Resurrection day is yet to come. I want to speak about this cause of the resurrection. It says the cause of the resurrection in verse 28, all in the graves will hear his voice. Now, what will cause the dead to come out of their graves? You know, what will awaken them? Because physically they are sleeping, the sleep of death. And what will be the cause of this resurrection? It tells us all in the graves, dear friends, shall hear his voice. That's what's going to awaken them. The voice of the King of Kings and the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will hear his voice. And everybody, listen, everybody in the grave is going to awaken. That's what it says. His voice will awaken the dead. His voice. A penetrating voice, can I say? You know, there are people, you know where their grave is? At the bottom of the sea. There are people tonight in the bottom of the sea. Drowned in the sea, and that's where they are. How do I know? Well, Revelation 20, verse 13 says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. So that shows me there are people dead that had no funeral. Their body has never been taken home. Their body has never been put into the grave. And they're lying tonight at the bottom of the sea. But they'll hear the voice of Christ. They'll hear that voice, friends. Piercing down through the ocean waves. Right down and down and down to the deepest part of the ocean. They'll hear his voice. They'll hear his voice, you see. There's other people in tombs of rock. Many people are out in the ground. Some are down in coal pits. We could go on and on where people lie dead. But listen, they'll hear his voice. They'll hear his voice on that day. Maybe they have led for over 1,000 years. But they'll hear his voice. Some will say, well, how will bones hear his voice? I want to say to you, friends, I can't explain it, but I believe it. I can't explain it. How a skeleton wasted away A body that's eaten up of worms. I cannot explain how they're going to hear, but I tell you this, I believe they will hear. They shall hear the voice of the Son of Man. And the Lord Jesus will cry out, and everybody who's dead, who's in the graves, will awaken. Everyone. To some in the grave, you know, it will be a strange voice. They've never heard that voice before. Never heard of Jesus. Never heard his name. And to them it will be a strange voice, and to others it will be a known voice. The Lord Jesus says in John 10 and verse 4, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And there'll be those in the grave who say it by the grace of God, and they'll say, it is my Saviour. They'll know his voice. To some people it'll be a resisted voice. Hebrews 4 verse 7, today if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. They've resisted his voice. They've heard it in gospel meetings. They've heard it as the gospel was preached. They've heard it, dear friends, in the gospel appeals to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved and repent from all of your sins. And they have resisted and they have hardened their heart. But that day they'll hear his voice. That's the voice I resisted. That's the voice I rejected. That's the voice I would not obey, you see. He will bring man out of the grave just by using his voice. That's what it says in the Bible. And we needn't think this a strange thing. Because if you turn over to John's Gospel chapter 11, you'll find him doing it. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. And here we find the Lord Jesus Christ coming to this tomb. And it tells us in the verse 43, and when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And look what happened. And he that was dead came forth. And I just stopped there. How did he bring him out? He called. He just called out. And there was this man who had been dead for four days. And he says, Lazarus, come forth. And out he comes. So we needn't think it a strange thing. But the Lord Jesus is going to bring everybody out just by calling him. And one day he'll call you out of your grave. One day, friends. Maybe you've come to gospel meetings and heard the gospel preached and rejected Christ. And you refuse to come to him. And you refuse to bow the knee. And you refuse to accept him as your Saviour. But one day I just want to say to you this. You will obey his voice. He will call you and you will come out of the grave before him. One day you will obey him. Every grave will be emptied on Resurrection Day. Every grave. Not one will be left, friends, closed. Everyone will be open. Imagine this graveyard behind. Imagine every grave emptied. All over the world. Different places. In some graveyards there are thousands of graves. But on this day, every one, dear friends, is emptied. Every grave will be empty. Someone has said, our friends bring us to the grave and leave us there. God will not. We have left our loved ones in the grave. But God will not leave them in the grave. He's going to bring everyone out of the grave. And the cause of it will be his voice. He will speak the word, dear friends, and man will obey and come out from the grave. And can I say the fact of this resurrection? He speaks about two classes. He speaks about the good. And they shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life. And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. We can put people into different classes. And we probably do that. But God puts them into two classes. There's the good and there's the evil. There's the saved and the unsaved. And that's the way it is with God. And that's the way it always be. And when it comes to resurrection day, friends, this is the way God will divide us all up on that day. There'll be the good. They're brought to the grave. Brought up from the grave, can I say, to receive everlasting life. That life was not got to them by works. Not a bit of it. Yes, they have done good. Why had they done? Because the Lord had made them good. Because they have been to Christ. They have been cleansed from their sin. They have received Christ as their Savior. The Lord had changed them. He had made them a new creature. And so they were good in that sense. They were following the Lord. And here is God's people brought out from the grave on that day to be brought into the everlasting kingdom. And they that have done good unto, listen, the resurrection of life. Everlasting life. Isn't that wonderful? Brought out, their body brought out from the grave and brought into the kingdom of God. Everlasting life, the resurrection life. Do you ever think about everlasting life? I was talking it over with my wife this morning just about heaven, just for conversation's sake. What glory is before the people of God? He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Do we think about that? Child of God, we're going home to glory soon, to see the city bright. We're going home to be with Christ, to be with the people of God, and to rejoice in the presence of the Lord, and to go to God's everlasting kingdom. And here is this day when God will bring our bodies out from the grave and bring us into the kingdom of heaven. The resurrection, dear friends, of life. Matthew 25, verse 24 said, "Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And what a day that is to God's people. Taken out of the grave, made anew, and placed in God's glorious kingdom. But then it talks about the other side of the fence, the evil. That's those who's not saved. That's those, dear friends, who heard the gospel. Many of them heard the gospel, rejected Christ, turned their back on the Lamb of God, would not have this man to rule over them. And there they are, brought out of the graves. All the wicked people. Go through history. Think of Hitler and others like him. All brought out of the grave, friends, on this day. Listen, for damnation. Damnation. And those words should touch the hearts of any who's not saved today. There are those and they're brought out and brought into the kingdom of heaven, but there are those and they're brought out, dear friends, from the grave to be damned. That's what it's teaching. The resurrection of damnation. To receive the due reward of their sins. To be punished with everlasting destruction. It says in Revelation 20, verse 15, "Whosoever is not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." There are two classes in resurrection day. There are two classes here tonight. Two groups of people in this meeting tonight. There are those who do good. In other words, they're saved. We're not perfect. But we love Christ. We have trusted Christ. And He has saved us. But on the other hand, there are those who's doing evil. And if you're not saved, remember your sin is evil in the sight of God. And remember, if you will not come to Christ, that is sinful, wicked, and evil in God's sight. And dear friends, here's a group of people on Resurrection Day going into the kingdom of heaven. But the other people are damned. The resurrection, listen, of damnation. And do you see tonight where you're going to? All of us tonight's on a journey. Some dear friends are going to heaven. But there are others here tonight, and they're going to hell. And that's a reality, and it is sad. And on this day, men will hear the voice of God, the voice of Christ, some on to life, and others on to damnation. And every one of us will be in the resurrection. Every one of us will play a part in this resurrection. There's no doubt about this. Even if we're alive, the dead in Christ shall rise first. We'll see the dead meeting the Lord in the air first. But every one of us will play a part in this resurrection. What part will you play? What part will you play? Will it be on to life? Or will it be on to damnation? This is the effect of the resurrection. It teaches us that annihilation is not true. Some people say the grave's the end. Friend, it is not the end. Everyone will be coming out of the grave. Concerning the lie that there's no future punishment, the Lord Jesus says, man be brought out to be punished to damnation. It would be a great blessing to the unconverted if there was no resurrection. It would be a great blessing if there was no resurrection. If they were put in the grave, and friends, that would be the end of them. That would be great for them. But that is not true. Excuse me. There is a resurrection of damnation. God will bring people out of their graves, even those who've been cremated. And I believe a lot of people have got cremated just to try to hide all trace of themselves. To hide it all. May there be a little bit of ashes somewhere. God is able to bring them out of the ashes. I want you to see that tonight. It's not the end to grave. Resurrection day, dear friends, is before us. How will you be in that day? Can I say lastly and quickly, the coming of the resurrection. The hour is coming. It's coming. Getting closer every day. Every hour. When we came into this service an hour ago, we are 1 hour closer, dear friends, to Resurrection Day. That was said almost 2,000 years ago. But God's in no hurry. When the clock of God strikes, at the appointed time, friends, resurrection will take place. All across the universe. It is coming closer every day. Are you ready for resurrection day? How will you fare in this day? You need to hear his voice now. You need to hear the voice of the Lord now. You need to hear him speaking unto your heart in verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word. You need to hear his voice now. You need to hear the message of the gospel tonight. And not only do you need to hear the message of the gospel, how Christ has died and shed his blood, and how he alone can save your soul, you need to obey his voice tonight. Put on to speak on and believe on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but has passed from death unto life. And you need to hear his voice tonight. You need to hear his voice now. Has the Lord been speaking to anyone tonight who's not saved over the last month, the last year, whatever it may be? Have you been challenged by the preaching of the gospel about your need of Christ, that you're lost without him? Has the Lord been speaking onto your heart? We trust he has. And tonight you'll hear his voice. Because on Resurrection Day it's too late. As you fall is how you will arise. You die a sinner. You be buried a sinner. You will rise a sinner on Resurrection Day. Oh, I would urge you to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. I would urge you to repent from your sins. I would ask you, friends, by faith, to behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. and come to the Lord Jesus Christ and hear his voice tonight and be saved. And be saved by the grace of God. You know, has the Lord spoken to you? I trust he has. I'd like to ask more about what we've said. Friends, you don't need us. But we would love to speak with you. Prepare for this day that's coming to all of us. Prepare to meet thy God. Turn away from your sins. If you'd like to speak with us more about this matter, please speak with us. Be saved by the grace of God. But don't go home without Christ. Don't keep on rejecting the Lamb of God. Tonight, by his grace, turn, and he will save you. The resurrection of the dead, it is coming, and we'll all be there on that day. How will you stand? How will you fare? Which group will you be in? Think about these things. Where will you be going? Friend, this is reality for all of us. Maybe you're hiding from God tonight. You'll not be hiding on that day. Turn to Christ tonight and trust him with all your heart. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you tonight for your help. We pray you'll bless thy word to anyone who's not saved. We pray tonight as they have been challenged by these eternal realities, that they will see themselves lost without Christ. And by thy grace, thou wilt turn them to the Lord Jesus. And tonight they will be saved. Thou hast told us in thy word that him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Lord, we pray tonight that they will come to Christ. Make this a night of salvation. Touch their hearts. Give them the grace to repent. Give them the grace to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And Lord, in authority of thy word tonight, the willing must be saved. Be with us now as we go our separate ways. Take us, Lord, all to our homes in safety. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.